So, for just everyone, again, I thought, minus the introduction that was off the recording, let's just go through the Eretz Chemda packet. We're going to jump to the sequel, which is page 11, which summarizes their very, very organized presentation of whether or not Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is Doraisa or Derabanan. Again, we won't necessarily get through everything. We won't go through everything in extreme detail. I actually didn't read through the sequel. I read through the sources. I didn't read through the sequel, so hopefully it's something we can get through. Some of it is stuff that we've already seen, and some of it is stuff that we haven't already seen. Again, a little bit of it will be back applicable to our sugya. The majority of it is not, but again, you're welcome to spend the time going through. They have lots of excellent probing questions within. They have chazara questions at the end. So let's go through. The first part will be a little bit of chazara, so this will be fantastic. Okay, so Yechida Aleph, Hakesher Bein Hashmitah Yovel. So question number one, Hayim Haya Chiyuv Lishmoret Mitzvat Hashmitah VeHayovel Bin HaTorah Bizman Bayit Sheni. Was there an obligation to keep Shemitah and Yovel Min HaTorah at the times of Bayit Sheni? The Gemara in Arachin tells us, right, Kol Yoshvea Aleha, Rak Bimatzav Shekol HaShvatim Nimsaim Benachalatam, Nohega Yovel Midoraita. Only when, and we talk about they each have to be on their assigned allotted land, right? Kol Yoshvea Aleha, in the place where they are, the Gemara said explicitly, Lachain, Migalus Aseres HaShvatim, or I could be Israeli, I could be Yeshivish, whatever you like, Lo Naga Yovel MeHaTorah. There's no Yovel Min HaTorah. Imzos, Himshichu Lispor Et Shnasa Yovel Kidei Lechashev Masai Chala Shnasa Shmita. Nevertheless, they still counted Yovel, right? Manu Yovelos Lekadesh Shmitin, which we discussed last time according to Rashi and Tosfos. But again, they did some form of counting Yovel in order to keep Shemitah. What was that? Whether that was Shemitah was Doraisa or Derabanan doesn't. Again, we said Rashi, it's Derabanan. And again, you can see in this little brackets here, right? Mashamei HaGemarsha Shemitah Atzman HaGami Derabanan. Okay? But again, there are those who disagree. But again, the simple shot of this Gemara is Shemitah was Midrabanan. So why did we count the Yovels? Because the Yovel messes with the Shemitah cycle. Every Yovel, right? Because it's year number 50 is not the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, but rather it's a pause year. And the first year of the Shemitah cycle only begins in year 51, which is year one of the new Yovel cycle. That's what we discussed last time. However, Rabbeinu Tam says,
How does the Gemara know that it's dependent on Jews living in Israel?
The drasha is there. You can look at the Gemara. Yeah. So, right? It says, Ukrasem Dorab Art Lechol Yoshvea. Okay, that's Yovel related. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Shemaskana sagamara yisha yovel nohag midoraisa bevayis sheni. And Rabbeinu Tam had to twist himself a little bit into a pretzel in order to explain this way. But ultimately he said, ki Yirmiyah hechzir ksas anashim mikol shevet kama shanim achare shegalu. And Yirmiyah brought them back and Yoshio ruled over them, right? And therefore there were kol yoshvei aleha. All of the 12 shvatim were there. Okay, now as it notes here, and we didn't see this Ramban inside, Ramban asks the obvious questions that we were bothered by, and again, to some degree, Rashi agrees with the Ramban, asks on Rabbeinu Tam as follows. Number one, okay, Ramban says, Bizman bayis sheni lo nahag yal min haTorah, v'kasha Rabbeinu Tam for three reasons. Number one, ha'anashim mishar hashvatim shechazru bayis rishon galu lebavel, v'lo alu chazar la'aretz bizman Ezra, k'moshim muchach me'apsokim Ezra. He says, let's read some Tanakh together. It's clear the people came up were from Yehuda and Binyamin. Okay, number two, Hashvatim lo yashvu b'nachalasam ha'ruya lehem, which seems to be what the Gemara requires. You need to be actually in your assigned places, and they weren't there. And finally, tzarech she'yarov mikol shevet, right? And again, the Ramban says you can't just have, you know, one or two people from, you know, Reuven and one or two people from Shimon. That's not enough. You got to have at least most of every shevet. That's the Ramban, and he and the Rabbeinu Tam would disagree. Fine. Again, the Chassam Sofer as a separate form, which we're not going to get into right now, but that is the Machlokas Rishonah that we primarily saw, again, whether there was Chiyuv Shemitah Midoraisa Bizman Bayis Sheni, again, Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Tam, primarily with the Ramban, again, asking the questions that we asked and sort of discussed a little bit regarding Rabbeinu Tam.
Does anyone talk at all about the 2.5 tribes that are on the Ezra Yarden? Is that ever brought up at all?
Not as much. I mean, they're returning to Eretz Yisrael, so they're Nachla as part of Eretz Yisrael. But not as much.
Was that considered part of Eretz Yisrael at that time?
These are border issues, which have another separate 16-page packet or so on.
Have you heard anything talking about that?
Yeah, I mean, the point is, again, we're just trying to get to a technicality of the remaining... Yes.
Some of them are not really.
Yes. No, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Eivar Yarden in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Again, we can see this in discussions when you learn Hilchos Shemitah. And again, I highly recommend this curriculum if you can find it online. It's very accessible and, as you can see, very, very organized. Much better a job than I could certainly do. Okay. Ha'im noheges Shemitah bezman she'ein Yovel. Okay, this was the big discussion that we had the last couple of Shiurim, which is, can you have Shemitah without Yovel? So he brings us the two initial earliest sources, the two sources from amongst the Tanaim. Okay, again, we're on the Sikkum, page 11. And he says, Nachliku adeos im kishi Yovel ino noheg noheges Shemitah. There's a machlokas if when there's no Yovel, there is Shemitah. L'toras kohanim, according to the Sifra, okay, which we saw discussed by Rabbeinu Tam, okay, it was discussed in Tosfos and Arachin, and which is in source number 9 below. Shvius noheges gam kishein Yovel. There is Shemitah even without Yovel. Shemitah and Yovel are independent of each other, and therefore you can have Shemitah even without Yovel. However, the Yerushalmi says that Rebbe holds Shemitah and Yovel are interdependent. Well, at least Shemitah is dependent on Yovel. Not necessarily Yovel is dependent on Shemitah. I think you can have the opposite, but let's not get into that because that was just something I shouldn't have said. Okay. Ultimately, how is this relevant to us? Because there's a Gemara in Gittin that Hillel established Prozbol. As we can see, Gemara in Gittin, Hillel taken Prozbol, right? Shechai bizman by Sheni kamash kimei ashana lefnei chorbano. Okay. Tikin Prozbol, shemafkias mitzvos, that's just mitzvas. I don't like this. The Israeli way of writing two vavs to mean vv is something bothersome for someone who's used to reading yeshivish sources. It's an Israeli practice. The same reason they sometimes write a vav instead of a kametz. It's just an Israeli practice. But anyways, shemafkias mitzvas shmitas ksafim ki shvias bizman hazem midrabanan. Kiraya Hagamar Mavias Divir Rebbe, Sheesh Mitas Ksafim Rak Bizman Shat Meshamit Karka. And Rashi explained, Hagamara Yada Sheshmitas Karka Beyamein Umidrabanan Kisavra Kishitas Yerushalmi Ukarebi, Filo Kitaras Kohanim. Umishmitas Karka Lamda Sheshmitas Ksafimena Midoraisa. Okay, again, Rashi says it doesn't bring the Iker proof. It just tells us that we know that there is a circumstance, i.e., nowadays, based on that Yerushalmi, that Shemitah's not Midoraisa. So also Shemitah's Ksafim is not Midoraisa, so as a result, Hillel can be Misak and Prozbul. Yes. Oh, no, just look, you're raising your hands for a second. Okay. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos disagreed. They said, no. There's no machlok between the Sifra and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that it's dependent on it. And by the way, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says the exact same thing as the Yerushalmi. And when we say Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah Karka, those are actually identical. Those are actually identical with the Yerushalmi that says Yovel and Shemitah. Shemitah's Karka means the returning of land to its original owner, Dainu Yovel, and Shemitah's Ksafim means Shemitah's Ksafim and Karka of Shemitah itself. Okay. Says it again, Tosfos and Erechin, Sifra v'Yerushalmi, in source number 9, on page 11, Sifra v'Yerushalmi lo cholkim. They don't disagree with each other. Yerushalmi kasav Shema Yovel lo nohe biglal she'am Yisrael gala ein gam Shemitah. The Yerushalmi says, if there's no Yovel because there's nobody there. However, what does it mean? Lo nohag Yovel means all of the halachic requirements for Yovel were there, but they just didn't practice it. That doesn't cancel Shemitah. But Avada, Shemitah is definitely dependent on Yovel in its literal sense, in its halachic sense. Now, what is the Tokef HaShemitah B'Yamin? And here's where we're going to get to new different cheetahs that we haven't seen, so we'll go a little bit slower at this point. We're jumping on to page 12 of the Sikkum.
So, the whole discussion is about if Rov Am Yisrael lives in Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Beit HaMikdash?
There's no discussion of, we're going to see that in a little bit later. It doesn't say anything about the Beit HaMikdash, nowhere.
It
doesn't say anything about Beit HaMikdash.
That all the Jews should live in Eretz Yisrael? That's
no.
And they, all of the Shvatim, and all the Shvatim have to be in their correct locations.
Yeah, well, we don't know today who's Shvatim.
Precisely.
Yeah, that's the point.
When
are you going to ever have that?
Yes.
This thing called Mashiach.
Because we're all thinking we're from Sheva Yehuda. You don't hear about anybody from Naphtali or Gad or Reuven. You don't hear.
That is a valid point.
So that's never going to happen. Latid Lavo?
Mashiach.
He's going to tell us which Sheva we came from?
Yeah, yeah. There's all sorts of discussions. Everything is going
to
be figured out.
Tishbi
Yataretz Kushiyos Zuvayos. Well, there may be a Rechiluk, all sorts of theoretical questions. We don't know. Ultimately, the Rambam says we don't know what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But when it happens, we'll know.
The halacha for Beit Hamikdash is different than the halacha of Shemitah.
But there's no mention anywhere in any of the primary sources anything to do with the Beit Hamikdash. We're going to see there's a Rambam that throws in the Beit Hamikdash and everyone has a heart attack. As Rishur can used to say, right? When everyone goes crazy, so and so had a heart attack when he read this Rambam.
I'm just wondering because we talk about
It says.
But I don't hear about the Shvatim business.
No, that's what the Gemara in Arachin said last week. Yeah.
But then they're pushing. I mean, everything you hear about for Shemitah was when there's Rov of the Eden in the world.
Okay, we'll see. Right. We'll see. Maybe there's.
This sounds like it's an exception. It's not.
It does, in the simple reading that we've had so far from all of the major sources, and as we're going to see, from the vast majority of poskim that we're about to see, it does not seem to be whether 51% of Klal Yisrael lives in Eretz Yisrael or not. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Could there exist a shita like this? Yes, there definitely could. Is this the vast overwhelming majority is not like that? Yes, also. Let's take a look first at what he calls shita aleph, hasovrim sheshmita deoraisa.
One second.
Yeah.
On page one, the first Gemara in Erfin.
Yeah.
Where the headline is, did they keep Shemitah?
Yeah.
Into the second Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
So you might think it's because there's a Beis Hamikdash, but really that's a misnomer.
Correct.
It's only because that not much of Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael.
Correct.
That's the real issue.
That's what the Gemara says.
So why isn't it headline when there's not Rov of Klal Yisrael there? Why is it said in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash?
Because that was the practical situation whereby you had a Beis Hamikdash, but not all of the Shvatim, according to most Rishonim.
It seems also like it's dependent on there being a Mikdash. Like,
why? It's just that was a great time, because that's when people came back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's when Hillel was Misakin Prisbel, potentially. That's why it's such a key topic.
Were the other Shvatim exiled at the same time that the two when they got kicked out? I thought we lost 10 Shvatim early on.
I don't know the exact...
You lost two first.
The what?
Yeah, the two on the other side were the first to go.
Right, they went.
Right.
And then it was the others.
Right.
So, none of that makes any sense.
So during the first Beis Hamikdash, they didn't keep it at certain times either?
No, we presume that...
People were leaving.
When you're saying 10, you're having a misnomer there.
Okay. You have to look at which two you're excluding. You have to look at which two you're excluding. Yad and Yehuda Binyamin.
Yehuda and Binyamin.
Everybody else.
Yeah, so it's eight and then two.
And two.
Two went first, right. And then the eight
went after.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was well before the destruction of the first place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean that there was no Shemitah after the 10 tribes were gone?
Potentially, I don't know. I didn't look at that and see discussion of that.
Well, why would there be Shemitah and Yovel if they're gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
That would contradict what we're learning.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, this is what's happening on number one, two, and three, which we're not reading in order, but that's how this whole Yishtal Shlu, what everyone was talking about, who went first, who went next, who came back, who didn't come back.
We read all those sources in detail last week in this year.
Okay, so that's one.
Doesn't talk anything about Bias Rishon.
It doesn't talk about Bai, it talks about the two and a half going, and then the other eight, and he came back, and he didn't come back.
No, we said there was a machlokas. We read this Rabbeinu Tam last week. There was a machlokas. What is... Yeah, we read that, and we discussed that, and it was on the table. There's nothing to do with when they left in the first place on Mikdash. This is the same exact discussion we had last week. Did they come back for Bias Sheni, yes or no? That's the discussion we had. Nowhere in here to talk about when they left and Bias Rishon. It's a good question, I don't know.
No, but I don't say the same thing. If a bunch of them were gone before the first Korban, did Shemitah stop before the first Korban?
Potentially.
If that's the criteria.
Potentially.
Are there other halachas that are dependent on having Rov of Am Yisrael in their sections? Or just
We'll see the connection to the other mitzvot atlayos ba'aretz in one of the later shitos. So the answer is potentially yes, also, but again, not a mainstream shita. But let's look at the mainstream shitas, okay? Again, I don't know about Bias Rishon. I don't know if it's because of the fact they started and they had when Bias Rishon started, if that would make a difference in any way, or how long they were away for, whether everyone was exiled. I don't know all of the specifics, but I know it's not discussed here. So it's an excellent question. I don't have an answer for that right now, but would be worthwhile for me to look up and report back to you on, or for someone else to look up and report back to me on. So let's look at sheet number Aleph, which is that Shemitah nowadays is Doraisa. Okay, it's a Sefer HaItur. Okay, the Itur Mevi, Kam Arayos, Shemitah mi Doraisa Biamenu. Here are his Arayos. Number one, like we saw when it came to whether or not Chol HaMoed is an Isur Doraisa Derabanan, there are some times that just the Lashon of the Gemara makes it sound like they understood one as a Davar Pashat. Okay? Just like we saw, like, how could this be? This is Doraisa and this is Derabanan, right? Sometimes the Gemara just says these things, and it's clear that that was the underlying assumption. So number one, Aleph mi Gemara begitin, she'over al Isur Shemitah, over al Isur Doraisa. Okay, the fact that it's called an Isur Doraisa makes it sound like nowadays, even in the times of the Gemara, which is after Churban Bayis Sheni, that Shemitah was still Doraisa. Number two, HaGemara ratza sheyilku al Tosef Shvias. The Gemara is a Hava, meaning they should have Malkus for Tosef Shvias. Lamros, v'dibra bizman hazev, in Malkus al Isur Rabbanan. Even though it's talking about Bizman Hazeh, how could you have a Havamina to have Malkus on something which is only Midrabanan? Again, unless it's Makas Mardus, but if it sounds like Loka, it sounds like an Isur Doraisa. And number three says there's also Halachas of Psak. Halacha Karebi Mechaveiro Velo Mechaveirav. One of the Halachas of Psak is we paskin like Rebbe against when he argues on one person, but not when everyone disagrees with him. And this is a Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says Shemitah is dependent on Yovel. The Pashtus is that the other Shita that we saw from Torah's Kohanim, which is the Rabbanan, is Shvias Noheges Gam Kashein Yovel, that they're not dependent on each other. If that's the case, beautiful. So, says the Itzer, we paskin like the Rabbanan, we reject Rebbe, and as you see from this Gemara and this Gemara, which seem to imply that it is Deoraisa. If so, okay, the fact that Rebbe has this whole dependence on Yovel, erase that whole Gemara. It's not Halacha L'maisa. It's all within the sheet of Rebbe, very nice, but it's not relevant to us because we paskin like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold Shemitah has nothing to do with Yovel. End of story. Shemitah is Doraisa nowadays, and you better watch out what's going to be in Israel. Okay, that's the Sefer HaItur. And again, you're welcome to look these inside. The Beis HaLevi is a fascinating Shita, which this is one of those classic Achronish Shitas, and he says no. Shemitah is not truly Deoraisa, but it's not truly Derabanan. It's what we call Divrei Kabbalah. I mean, we're already past Purim Katan, so I think we're within the realm of Divrei Kabbalah. The assumption is that when something comes from Nach, that's the traditional Divrei Kabbalah. We can't really call it a Derabanan, because it's in Nevi'im, Ksuvim, somewhere. It has very ancient roots, at the very least. Now, it wasn't necessarily written in the Torah, so we can't call it Deoraisa, but it's not like some rabbinic thing that the rabbis made up. It's something they accepted in the times of Nach. Okay, and one of these, as an example, people say that perhaps Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, that Kriyas HaMegillah would have, again, in certain ways, dinim that are like Divrei Kabbalah, and we have that in some ways Divrei Kabbalah are Divrei Torah, that we treat them like a Deoraisa. Says the Beis HaLevi, okay, because of the Psukim in Nehemiah. Okay, so he says, 13, everyone see where we are, 11 to 13, Shita Beis HaSof Shechiyuv HaShemitah Midivrei Kabbalah, page 12. Beis HaLevi says, Me'ikr HaDin Chiyuv HaShemitah Bezman HaZeh Midrabanan. Says, really, truly, if you're asking me what, based on the halachos of the Gemaros, what it would be Drabanan. Ach kefish mevor b'sefer Nechemya, b'me'ezra chasmu v'nishbu al amana, sheba hitchivu lishmar Shemitah. Hitchayvu lishmar Shemitah, that there was a chiyuv on them, that they basically swore to keep Shemitah. And you can see the language if you jump to the actual source inside, if you want to jump back to that, just so you can see the language inside, right? Take a look at source number 11. Okay, everyone see source number 11? This is on page 4 of the packet, if you want to jump to it. Right? Uvechol zos anachnu korsim amana vekosvim ve'al hechasum Sarenu, Levienu, Kohanenu, Uvaim, Be'Allah, Uvishvua. We're taking an oath. We're swearing. V'nitosh es Hashana Hashvias, Umasa Kolyad. Nitosh es Hashana Hashvias means we're going to keep Shemitah. Okay, we're going to leave the land on the seventh year. And the Beis HaLevi says, okay, this is every single person agreed, Be'Allah, Uvishvua, which is considered a very severe acceptance. We are going to keep Shemitah. And therefore he says, Bevarai di Eshaladin Kochomri Surah Doraisa. That's going to be treated to some degree like a Deoraisa. Let's jump back to the Sikkum over here, right? Okay, so again he says, right? Hashvua mechayeves gam ledoros petokef shel divrei Kabbalah. It has the strength of divrei Kabbalah, which again is treated like a Deoraisa in many ways. So even though it's not strictly a Deoraisa, he's not paskin like the Itur, He's telling you that it's Divrei Kabbalah because of the Allah Veshua that they took in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. And therefore, we have to treat it like a deoraisa, let's say in regards to Suffolk or other things, because it has the status of Divrei Kabbalah. Now, many disagree with this Beis Alevi. It's a tremendous chiddush. And he brings over here six different reasons why, between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish, usually not a tag team that you hear very often, Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish both take issue with this Beis Alevi, and they bring up a number of major issues. So whether or not, then they're going to discuss this, but the question is this Shvua even have a Din Shvua at all? He's not saying that it's a Din Shvua Deoraisa, which is Chal, and that makes it Deoraisa. He's saying, because it was accepted by people in the times of Nach, that gives it a status of Divrei Kabbalah. But he doesn't say we have an obligation mitzad their Shvua, which is in fact one of the very questions. Just because they made a Shvua, how does that make me chayev to keep it midoraisa? So that's clearly not what his intention is, but it is one of the issues they take with him. So here's the six reasons.
What was lacking to bump it up to the Doraita that they call the Divrei Kabbalah?
That Me'ikar Hadin, if you read the Gemara and you know the halacha is that it's Derabanan, no Yovel. There's no Yovel.
And Yovel's dependent on?
Kol Yoshveh Aleha. Meaning Me'ikar Hadin, the Beis Alevi saying...
Mita doesn't say anything about Yoshveh Aleha.
No, but the Gemara on Erechin. The Gemara on Erechin.
It's all from Yovel.
Manu Yovlos the Kaddish Shmitin, and that's Midrabanan.
Pasuk in the Torah.
Yes, the Pasuk in the Torah is only about Yovel. Yes.
Shmita
yes.
Doesn't talk anything about that.
Yes.
But the linkage is between Shmita and Yovel.
Yes.
Yovel works okay.
Exactly. Exactly. That's and the Beis Alevi is Pasuk in Me'ikar Hadin, like Rashi, like the Ramban, who reject Rabbeinu Tam. So there's no Shemitah Doraisa, whatever. The other tribes didn't come back, or they weren't there, whatever the case is. They're passing the Me'ikar Hadin, there's no Shemitah there.
So the
Olei Bavel come up with Ezra and Nehemiah. Okay, they come back, and they know that there's no Shemitah Midoraisa. But they say, we're going to do it anyways. That acceptance, not mitzad din shvua, but because it was an acceptance in the time of Nach, by the entire community, says Beis Alevi, grants it a status of Divrei Kabbalah, the same way again, if we're looking at Megillah, because we're near Purim, the entire Klal Yisrael accept, right? Chachamim accepted Esther, etc. Kisvuni Lidoros, it's Divrei Kabbalah, because it comes from Nach.
Did the leadership encourage that, or that was a ground roots, people just wanted to do that?
You can see the Psukim, it includes everyone here, right? If you look back at the Psukim that the Beis Alevi brought, right, he said you had, right? Sarenu, Levienu, Kohanenu. So it seems that it was also the leadership. Who started it? I don't know. But the point is, it's accepted by the entire community of the Olei Bavel who come back to Eretz Yisrael. That's enough to make it Divrei Kabbalah. Here are the six issues. Yeah.
And this Shvua is recorded in Sefer Nechemiah.
Yes. And that's why it's important as Divrei Kabbalah.
And that's like Divrei Nevi'im.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so here we go.
So today when you do Shemitah, this is Kabbalah, or it's the Nevi'im, or it's Shemitah?
So according to the Beis Halevi, we have to treat Shemitah like a Deoraisa today because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Again, Me'ikar Hadin, the Halacha would say, in terms of the Gemaras, we paskin that it's Derabanan. But since these people came along and made a promise over it, it made it Divrei Kabbalah. Good?
Even for thousands of years later.
Yes, even for thousands of years later, until this day. This is the Beis Halevi.
It's the important thing that they wanted to do it, and they said they do it, or that it got written into the Sefer. And that
you could quibble over that. You could quibble over that. I don't know.
They could have done it.
Well, I wonder. Let's say we would know for certain. It's a very good question. Let's say we would know for certain that something was done bizman haTanach with 100% certainty. Is
it
different?
Wasn't written in the Tanakh.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But it wasn't written down. Would that still make it different Kabbalah? I don't know what makes something different Kabbalah. It's a fascinating topic. I'd have to also worthy of its own shiur. And also worthy of our, adding to our list of Torah Shebal Peh Shiurim. Right, as we said, there's a lot of fascinating topics Torah Shebal Peh that no one talks about. Divrei Kabbalah, the parameters of Divrei Kabbalah, I think would make for a fascinating shiur. But unfortunately, it's not today. So here we go. Here are the combined six reasons. Okay, number one. Bigamara she'achar z'man Ezra, ne'amar she'shvias b'zman Ezra midrabanan. Says, if this in fact was true, so who would give Abaye the right to say, Rebbe he... Right, that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is Derabanan. What do you mean? How could anyone say that Shemitah is Derabanan ever if it's Divrei Kabbalah permanently? So the fact that at any point in history we can record that the Gemara is saying it has the status of Derabanan in regards to any halacha, like Prisbul, for example, shows us that no, it's not. Number one. Number two, Okay? Ain siba sheichayvu es ha'amana ke divrei kabbalah ledoros. Right? What kind of reason is this that this should...
That's his question. That's exactly what Brian said.
Okay? It's more actually, I think, what we said earlier, but anyways, okay? Shvua mehasuk shenishbu eino chal al ha'doros abayim, as we talked about earlier. Dalit ha'shvua rak bizman beis ha'mikdash. Okay? This is, okay, we're going to touch on that a little bit more. Hey, ha'shvua eino chala el rak lizeruze nafshei kevachi l'kayim mitzvahs, right? A shvua to do a mitzvah, right? Your mushba ve'omid mehar Sinai. So really, this doesn't even have any status of shvua at all. And finally, ha'shvua ba l'kayim mitzvah shvias kefi shehi v'lo lehosif al chumrasa. Very fascinating svara. Very fascinating svara that what were they then promising to do? Meaning, if there was, in fact, an isra d'rabbanan of Shemitah, so when they swore, we're going to keep Shemitah, what were they swearing? We're going to keep Shemitah midirabanan. So how could a swearing of we're going to keep the Shemitah midirabanan make it into Deoraisa? That's counterintuitive. Again, a very fascinating svara. Again, if we assume, like the Beis HaLevi, that Me'ikar Adin at the times of Ezra, they knew they were chayav midirabanan, and they said, we're going to do this. So that Shvua now makes it into a different halacha? They were promising to do the midirabanan. How could their promise to do the midirabanan transform it into a Deoraisa?
He's not saying it's Deoraisa, he's saying it's Divrei Kabbalah, which is this in between.
Which has, well, but it, again, the halachic status of Divrei Kabbalah for many things treated as a Deoraisa. Again, the classic example, Safek. So what, you're going to say now because they made this declaration that they want to keep Shemitah midirabanan, so now Safek Derabanan L'chumra? Like, what does that mean? Okay, it's counterintuitive. So that's some of the questions on the Beis HaLevi.
Whatever the laws are of oaths, they accepted upon themselves.
But we said again, it is anyways is not a good...
Why did they have to make an oath about keeping a din derabanan?
So that's the previous point. L'zeruze nafshei, in order to encourage themselves to do it. It was probably a hard thing to do. You come back to Israel, now you can't work the land. It's a big deal. Maybe they needed the food. I have no idea. So they did it. L'zeruze nafshei. Because again, anyways, you can't make a shvua on a mitzvah. Okay, this is, again, and you can look up the Rav Kook and Rav Chazanish inside. They're quoted here. That's why I gave you the packet. Lots of homework to do. Again, we could do this for a month. I spent this packet when I was doing it in the summer. It probably was like a week or two of 2-3 hours a day. You know, and looking up every source and going back and forth. I remember trying to find some of these sources. No, it's not always so easy. Okay. Okay, this is something we mentioned briefly. I'm just going to read you the Koteret. Okay, say for a Truma and the Yerushalmi. That Shita Gimel, I'll just read you the title. Okay, Biglal She'in Kiddush HaBa'aretz L'inyon Kol HaMitzvah Satluyos Ba Gam Shemitah Midrabanan. Okay, this we said is a possibility that Shemitah has to do with Kiddush HaSa'aretz in general. Okay? Also, yes. Lo Kitchal Asid Lavo in this case. Yes. Lo Kitchal Asid Lavo. Okay? And say for a Truma like that, this is not a major Shita. And again, you can read it inside, you can look it up. But this is not a... Major shita. There are two. Okay, this shita dalit as well as the next yichida, I would say, are probably and really the next two yichidot are really of most importance to us. This I'll just summarize outside basically. But there's a tshuva from the Balamar. Okay, that's Razar of Zerachia Halevi. There's a tshuva from the Balamar. Okay, the Balamar and the Ravid seem to actually hold the same thing. You can see this Ramban brings that. And let's read the tshuvas Razab and Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos brings. Okay, Sefer HaTruma and Sefer HaTrumos, you can see here at the bottom, he says, don't mix them up. Sefer HaTruma holds that it's about the Kedusha. Sefer HaTrumos brings this tshuva from Reb Zerachia Halevi, the Balamar. And it says as follows, Kevan she'ein bezdin she'yispor v'yikadesh yasashanim ein yovel. He says that there's a din in yovel, that you have to have a bezdin b'mekadesh yovel. So since you don't have a bezdin to do that, so there's no yovel. And therefore, there's no shmita, midoraisa. But number two, he says, one second, this is a tremendous chiddush that he says. Okay? Gam im shmita eina tluya biyovel, belis sfiras hashanim bevezdin, ein minyan misudar shel shanim. Okay? Basically what he says is, and here's this next line in gray that you see, that there is a din counting v'safartalecha sheva shabesos shanim, there's a din counting even for shmita. Even shmita has a din counting, and therefore he holds actually Raza ein shmita klal gam lo midrabanan kevan she'ein sfira shetikva es hashana l'shmita. Okay, he says you can't have a shmita without a formal count. Since there's no formal count, there's no shmita at all. Why were people doing shmita? Presumably as it may be like a zecher, but really he says it doesn't even have a tokef midrabbanan, which is a tremendous kula, right? And I mean, this obviously would provide tremendous latitude in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Kook picks up on this sheet, notes, okay? L'razat tzarech bezdin smuchin. You would need to have a bezdin of people that are smicha. We don't have a bezdin of smicha, despite the attempts to reinstate smicha at different points in our history. And therefore, l'chein l'dato, keshebitlu mosad anasiyos v'asmicha, keshebatlu mosad anasiyos v'asmicha, when these were lost, az batla shmita. There was no more shmita, even midrabbanan.
So you don't need that heter to sell the land to the goyim.
According to this Balamar. Okay. And by the way, right? And again, you have this Ramban. We're going to see in a moment.
So we're saying.
Does he bring it? I'm trying to see if he brings it in the source. I saw it inside over here. A fascinating thing that he says, Rav Kook. Rav Kook says, listen to what Rav Kook says. Okay. Where was this Rav Kook?
Razaz Bal Hamor.
Yes, same person. Rav Zerach Yalevi is a Bal Hamor.
Number 17 is Rav
Kook. No, I see it. I'm trying to remember where was the quote that I saw. He was willing to, someone was willing to rely on this. Correct. That's what he's saying. The smuchin are required in order to make a bezdin to smuchin.
Yeah.
I don't see it over here. Okay. Anyways, let's continue over here. Maybe it was in a different piece that I saw earlier. Let's continue over here to read through the Ramban. The Ramban responds and says, although the Ravid holds like the Raza, which is ironic because the Ramban and the Ravid were both tremendous critics and opponents of the Raza, of the Balamar, because the Balamar attacked the Rif. And both the Ramban and the Ravid stepped in to defend the Rif. If you want to see some of the harshest comments between Rishonim, you can just look at a Rif with the Balamor, and if it has the Kasav Shem Ravid and the Melchamos of the Ramban, you know you're ready for a fight. Okay, anyways. Says Ramban, Shitaso Ein Chiyos Shmita Afilu Midrabanan. Ramban Doches Divrayim Shel Razav Ravid Bekama Dechiyos. Pushes it off, number one. Mirshalmi Niyash Shigam Kishin Yovel Nohegez Shmita Lepachos Midrabanan. Okay, that's number one proof. It seems like there is Shmita Midrabanan. Number two. Mizman Rabbi Hillel Ha'amora, batal Beis Hadin Shekidesh as a Chodesh, Vilam Rosos, Bigamar Rome, Shabizman Rav Ashi, Nagu Bishmitas Ksafim. Okay, it seems that they had Shmitas Ksafim even after this, even though the Kiddush HaChodesh, which was dependent on Smuchin and everything else and goes along with all of these requirements that we see was still happening. And Bizmanenu, he says, Bizmanenu, we keep Shmita. Ramban knew Eretz Yisrael. He got to Eretz Yisrael. He says, everyone knows that we keep Shemitah nowadays, so obviously it's not completely cancelled, okay? Because it's, again, based on what we do. So he says, we can't paskin like this, Balamor, because everyone keeps Shemitah nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And Rav Kook writes, again, Gamal Balamor v'arayvet in shechiv of Shemitah mihadin, avalo seinu inigu v'kiblu aleyem es ha-shemitah. Okay? And he says, this is a minhag. Okay? So again, this third sheet is going to hold that Shemitah nowadays is simply a minhag. Minhag has tokef, certainly. Minhag has power, but not even the status of a derabbanan. Derabbanan is even stronger in some ways than a minhag. Now, yeah, it would be a very strong minhag. I'm not saying to dismiss it. Okay, the Ramban's point is only to say that there was a Shemitah in effect, so what's the Balamor saying? And Rav Kook says the Balamor is saying that this is a nice minhag that people kept up. That's it.
Okay, from what the Ramban said.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just medayik in his words.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look it up in 17, I think, is the Ramban.
When he's saying, Raivet Sober Raza, we should quote Eichu Shmita.
These are not, by the way, his actual words. His actual words are in 18, but yeah.
Okay, Afilu Midrabbanan.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the Raza was actually talking about the Raita when he said it, and not the Rabbanan. So when he's saying about the counting.
No, he doesn't say that. It's just their summary language is not great.
Okay.
It's very clear, right? He says, right?
He just says about counting, and there's no Shemitah. But he doesn't use the word Derabbanan.
I know, so come and see. Right? You can read the Tshuva of the Balamor in 16, and you can read the Ramban in 18. Okay? You can read the Ramban in 18, right? V'yesharmu kevan shebatal hayovel bitl gomor ve'eno noeg afila midivreyem af ha-shemitah eno noeges klal va'afilu midivreyem lo ba'avaros karka ve'lo ba'ashmatas ksafim v'zo idas arayvet. Right? Vein's a mechubar. I disagree with it. Okay, it's not clear at all. Okay, he's proof against it. 1, 2, 3 proofs. Okay. Bottom line. Okay, bottom line over here. Oh, I remember where I saw that Rav Kook now. The Rav Kook I saw over here. Yeah. Yeah, if you look at Rav Kook in 32, just to see how important this Balamor and this Ravid is, if you look at Rav Kook in 32, just jump to Rav 32 for a second, this is more about Halacha Lamaisa nowadays. Listen to what Rav Kook says. Based on this Balamor and Ravid that is strongly, roundly rejected by the Ramban, this is, I thought, was amazing. Okay? Gufa Shmita b'zman hazeh lo yuchal shum adam lekachi shesugyan da'alma hi shehi midrabanan. Says number one, the mainstream approach is clearly that Shemitah nowadays is midrabanan. The caveman she'al kol panim de'a yechidis nimtseis she batla legamri b'zman hazeh shuv ein anu yecholim limchos b'demi shenoeg heter. He says, he's reliant enough, I thought that blew my mind when I saw that. Okay, he's reliant enough on a Balamor quoted from a tshuva. We don't even have this Balamor. Balamor quoted in the tshuva and a Ramban bringing a Ravid to reject him, that if someone was no way to work the land in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, give them a break. Wild, no? Anyways, I just thought that was a very... That's the Rav Kook that I was remembering. It's not in this section. But anyways, this is Rav Kook.
But the rest of the sentence, then he says,
no, he says, obviously, a person should be machmir. I know. We're going to get to that in a moment. Yeah. No, he doesn't say it's midoraisa. He says, because of the chumrah of Kedusha Sa'aretz, you should be choshish for that cheetah. Yes, you should be choshish for that cheetah. But my point is, he says, you see a guy farming on Shemitah, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Yeah. And whatever. I'm saying it's one, and he says, Shita Yechida. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's a tremendous, I mean, it's one opinion that, like, you know, is a tremendous, tremendous kula. There are crazy people that think this is, like, the mainstream opinion. I remember somebody showed me, like, an article once from someone whose name I don't recall, nor would I share, probably, who said that, yeah, everyone holds, like, the Balamor, really, and you know, all these... Only these crazy extreme Rishonim that hold it like Midrabanan, they're nuts, and no one holds it Deoraisa, and ignoring all of the other things. And therefore, basically, just go into Eretz Yisrael, work the land, eat the fruits, don't have any... whatever. Anyways, there are people like this out there, but everyone wants to have their own opinions. And I'm entitled to mine, they're entitled to theirs. Sometimes you reread the Rishonim in a wild different way. It's clear, as we saw from that Rav Kook, that Rove Rishonim seem to hold Zmid Rabbanan. There is a Shita that is Doraisa. There is a Shita that is Einan HaGas Klal Elamim Min Haga. But anyways, okay, let's jump to the next page, which is the Rambam. I think we just got to read the Rambam inside. I don't think we can read the summary here because you can't do a Rambam justice by reading a summary in someone else's words. Take a look at page 7. Okay, it's page 7 in the packet. Okay? Page 7 is number 20, the very first one. Page 7, number 20. So it's number 20. Okay? We're going to read sources 20 and 21 as they are printed in the Rambam. Okay? It says the Rambam, Hilch Shemitah V'yolah Perek Tal Halach Chafei. Ein Shvias Noheges Elav Eretz Yisrael Bilvad. Shemitah is only Noheg in Eretz Yisrael. V'noheges Bein Bifnei HaBayis, Bein Shelo Bifnei HaBayis. Doesn't matter whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not. Okay? Based on Mikdash Mandachar Shemei, who knows? Okay? Where did he get this from? No idea. But it doesn't, okay? It doesn't say anything addressing the actual issues. However, Rambam, okay? Okay, and here we have our answer, sorry, to the first Based on Mikdash question. Okay? Mishigala Shevet Reuven v'Shevet Gad v'Chatzi Shev Menashe bitlu ha-Yovlos. Yovel was cancelled from Reuven Gad v'Chatzi Shev Menashe. So there you go. That's when Yovel stopped. First Based on Mikdash. Uvizman Shayovel Noeg, in source number 21, Hilch Shemitah V'yolah Yud Chesentes, Vizman Shayovel Noeg, Noeg Din Eved Ivri, Vidin Batei Arechoma, Vidin Steich Aramim, Vidin Steich Uza, Umekablin Ger Toshav, Vinoheges Shvius Ba'aretz, Vihashmatas Ksafim Bechol Makom, Min HaTorah. So what does that sound like? Shemitah is dependent on?
Yovel,
right? Very Mefurish in the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam continues. Uvizman she'ein hayovel noheg. Eino noheg echad mikol elu chutz mishvius ba'aretz. I said I'm reading only what's printed. We're going to get to Nusach Aleph.
I don't know which one's printed.
It says Nusach HaTfusim. That's the one that's printed.
Okay,
Nusach Beis over. Everyone see me? You're following me on the left side here?
Okay.
This is what's written, printed in our Rambams. Uvizman she'ein hayovel noheg, eino noheg echad mikalelu chutz mishviyas baretz. Okay, now, they did a great service to us by putting in a comma here. The comma is going to be a source of much debate. And says the Rambam, when there's no yovel, however, none of these things except for Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael is noheg. And he says, v'ashmatas ksafim b'chol makom, and Shemitah's ksafim everywhere else, midivreihem, midirabanan kemoshe bi'arnu, as we explained. So now, okay, let's read it with the comma for a moment. What then would the Rambam be saying? You thought I said earlier that Shemitah is dependent on Yovel. No. Everything else on that list is dependent on Yovel, except for Shemitah. Except for Shemitah. That's if you read it with the comma. If you read it without the comma, what's he saying? Everything else on that list is not practiced at all when there's no Yovel. But Shemitah ba'aretz and Shemitah's ksafim b'chutz la'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, are practiced midrabanan when there's no Yovel. Okay, these are two ways of reading the Rambam. Again, way number one to read this Rambam is if you have a comma, Shemitah is de'oraisa, even when there's no Yovel, unlike everything else on the list, which is derabanan or non-existent. Masha ein kein, if you read it without the comma, Shvi'is baretz and Hashmatas k'safim v'chol makom are both mi-divrei, mi-derabanan, everything else does not happen. Okay, Kesef Mishneh reads it with the comma. And he says, Shemitah's karka af bizman hazeh noheges min haTorah. Okay? And he says, Shemitah is Bizman HaZeh Midorais in the Kesef Mishnah. Who's the Kesef Mishnah? Who wrote that? Rabbi Yosef Karo. Okay, it's his commentary on the Rambam. Except that if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Yoredeya, where he discussed these halachas, he says, Ein Shemitah Nahagas El Bizman Sheyovel Noe, Klomer Midorais Ein Nahagas El Midrabanan Nahaga, that it's a Dindrabanan, Vikachim Divrei Rambam Hilchos Shemitah. So he's completely Soser himself. In his parish on the Rambam, what does he say? It's Midoraisa. In his halachic work, he says the Rambam holds his midrabanan. So which one is it? Okay, Rav Avadia and Aznidbaru have a big machlokas, which one you should follow in this case. The Aznidbaru says Kesef Mishnah was second, so you have to pass on like the Kesef Mishnah. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah second, so he must have changed his mind from when he wrote the Beis Yosef. Telling Rav Avadia not to pass on like a Beis Yosef is like inconceivable. It's inconceivable. Rav Avadia Yosef says, no way. He says, no, ein ze pashut klal, v'abeis Yosef ikar mishum denachis la'alacha yoser, and he says, anyways, like, the Kesef Mishnah wasn't coming as halachic psak, the Kesef Mishnah was coming one way. Now, if you look in the nusach of the Kisvei Hayad, okay, he's very clear. He says literally word for word, if you look back up in 21 at the Kisvei Hayad, noheges shvias ba'aretz midivreihem. He says, when there's no yovel, shmitas midrabanan eretz Yisrael, it's clear in Mefurash, which certainly lends a heavy, heavy support to that shita, and that seems to be ultimately where people go. Nevertheless, if people didn't know about the ksav, yeah, they still paskin otherwise, and there still is a whole, okay, there still is a whole literature. Ultimately, though, the stronger read of the Rambam, based on the fact that we know the Kisvei Yad say b'mefurash, what is unclear in the defus, certainly gives, again, a lot of power to that opinion. There's also a Rambam they bring down here in Hilchos Malachim, where he says, by the way, when Mashiach comes, we're going to have Shemitah and Yovel kichol mitzvas ha'amura b'Torah. That makes it sound like maybe now we don't do that. Okay, so anyways, this is the idea. You can look over here in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay?
All these laws that are dependent on Yovel.
Yeah.
Are stuff with houses and fields.
Yeah.
Why does to be makabel of Ber Toshav depend on Yovel?
You have to read the Gemara in Arachin.
What does it have to do with anything?
You have to read the Gemara in Arachin. It's all in the same section there in the Torah, and there's all sorts of comparisons between them. Because even Rav Kook asked this question, right? He says, what do you mean, b'fnei abayis, shelo b'fnei abayis? What are you talking about? Okay, he deals with that question there. You can look that up. Finally, halacha lemaisa. Okay. The tour. Okay. Eretz Yisrael ayin namid rabbanan. Okay. Chazanish says, I think that's the sheet of the Rambam as well. It's midrabanan. Rav Kook says, me'ikar adin is derabanan. If you see someone being makil, like the opinion that it's just a minog, don't yell at them. But because of the kedushas ha'aretz, that element, it's nice if you could be machmir to be sober like the deoraisas. But again, me'ikar adin is derabanan. Okay? Now you can read 33 for those people who are asking about this. Who was asking before? Va'afim yashuvu Yisrael al admasan kodem bi'as ha'goel lo yin ha'yovel. Da'abainan she'e kol shevet achako, on 33. Okay? We're on page 933. Page 9, source 33, the Chazon Ish says, okay? And this is also written in the summary, if you want to read from the summary. Chazon Ish just says, b'mefurash, okay? Fa'afim yashuvu yisrael al-admasam. It might be yeshuvu. I know it says yeshuvu, I'm just wondering. Because why would it be al-admasam? Maybe it should be le'admasam, if it's yashuvu, if it's yeshuvu, which means they'll dwell, right? Kuman should call yoshveha aleha. I'm just, it could go either way.
It should have been El Admatan then. Instead of all. If it's Yeshu, who should
That's what I said. Or Le. El and Le is the same thing. Yeah. If Afim, either Yeshu or Yeshu, Yisrael and Masan, Kodam, Yezago, Lo Yenag Yova, why? Dabinashihe, call Shevet Al Chelko. And that's not going to happen. Okay, so basically, this is the idea. You can read again, Kodam Chazaras Nevua, Enan Obikim, Yehusei Ashvatim. Anyways, he says this is not going to happen. Okay? Now. Does Shemitah being midrabanan give you permission to be makel on a suffik? How much time do we have here? Another fascinating Beis Halevi. Now, we know, of course, the Beis Halevi anyways considers this to be akin to a deoraisa because he holds a different Kabbalah. He has a further chumrah over here that even though Shemitah is midrabanan, when do we say suffik derabanan lekula and when do we not? A fascinating Beis Halevi. We'll read this in the summary now because there's no way we're going to get through the whole Beis Halevi. Everyone see, we're back on page 13 again. I'm sorry to keep on jumping. But anyways, I hope you'll get a chance to go through some more of this stuff that interests you. I know we obviously can't do everything here. This will probably be our last piece, and then I'll mention the Sma. Rish Yerkin had a joke about the Sma and the Chazon Ish here. But anyways, says the Beis Halevi. Okay, everyone see? It's bottom of page 13, sources 34, 35. Hayim b'shmita d'rabbani yesh l'haka b'safik. Says the Beis Halevi. Shekishet takanas chachamim mechadeshes mitzvah de'oraisa. Lo amrin safik drabanan lahakil. Meaning, what's an issur drabanan? Come up with a random issur drabanan. Okay, what's an issur drabanan? Let's say a classic case, bracha. The drabanan said, make a bracha on X. Okay, make a bracha on X. Okay, safik drabanan, we're mekel or we're machmir, we're mekel. Or chachamim said, light the Chanukah licht. You're not sure if you lit the Chanukah licht, we're mekel. Says the Beis Halevi, what about when the Chachamim reinstated a mitzvah d'oraisa in a situation where it should have theoretically not existed? Like over here. Shekeshetakanas Chachamim mechadesh es mitzvah d'oraisa lo omrim safik d'rabanan lahakel. Okay? And he's saying this is how the Gemara calls Shemitah mid'oraisa. And he says this is only if there's Kedushas Haaretz. Okay? He says if there's Kedushas Haaretz, and we're only exempt from Shemitah on a technicality, so the Shemitah that we're keeping is essentially a deoraisa, so we have no reason to be makel even by a suffix.
Really like
meaning the Rabbanan commanded us to keep deoraisa Shemitah. That's what he's saying. However, if there's no Kedushas Haaretz, so Shemitah is just a zecher, then it's mamish de Rabbanan, we have the right to be makel. Again, one more time. It's a very dakas de gesfara. What the Beis Halevi is saying over here, that again, when you have Kedushas Haaretz, okay, when you have Kedushas Haaretz, and there's a technicality which exempts Shemitah from existing at this moment, and the Rabbanan say, keep Shemitah anyways, what are they saying? They're saying, keep Shemitah mideoraisa. We are commanding you to keep this existent structure called Shemitah mideoraisa. Masha Einkein, on a pure Dirabbanan, which they acknowledge here would be if the Kedushas Haaretz was batel, and this is where Kedushas Haaretz makes a big deal for a lot of people, but if it was just a regular Derabbanan, then they would say Safik Derabbanan Lakel. But when the Rabbanan are reinstating a Deoraisa that's for some reason on a technicality paused, we treat it like a Deoraisa, even if it's not Divrei Kabbalah. Now again, Beit Halevi himself holds it as Divrei Kabbalah, so this is moot. But even if not, he's saying you wouldn't do that. However, he says, Rav Kook Cholek, ki ein lafo sfekos Derabbanan le sfekos Deoraisa. He's saying if at the end of the day, the suffix stands on its own. If I'm not sure if, again, this is us or whatever the case may be, it's at the end of the day a suffix on a derabanan. You can't change that. Okay, this really gets in, and again, this would be another part of our Torah Shebaal Peh series on how exactly does suffix derabanan lekula work? Why is it that suffix derabanan lekula? Is it because the Chachamim coded it into their laws? Is it because they didn't want to be matriach? Right? There's all sorts of different things. But ultimately, Kay says, Vein kesher ben aktusha atzimis shala arz she'ena betela lehachmara besveikos. Vein lehachmer shmita yoser mitzvah zacheres at lois ba'aretz. Okay, and he disagrees with this. Now, the last part over here, which I said is a little funny. Yeah.
What is the Levi's opinion about Kedusha to Aretz? I mean, he's tying it to Kedusha to Aretz.
Yeah, so
what
if you look...
What is the opinion of actual Kedusha to Aretz?
So if you look over here, okay, he addressed it the last paragraph on page 9. Okay, source number 34 on page 9, the last paragraph, I'll read it out, right? Usvarazu shayich rak lehatam mishum she'en yovel... Okay, he doesn't express his opinion, but he does say, if that's the opinion there, says, what is the mitzvah of Shemitah? That's Midah Raisa. The holy land should have rest on Shemitah. Again, technicality, and you restore it from a technicality, is Doraisa. But if there's no Kedusha Sa'aret, so what's special about this? So the rabbi said, land that is not holy, treated as if it was holy, that's already something else. Okay, and again he says, this is dependent on whether Kedusha Shniya Batla or not. Fine. And by the way, he says, Va'ata, im nomar de Batla Kedusha, reike ose velovish tzitzis below bega chalar bakanfos, she'in ose mitzvah deoraisa. Right, okay, this is his comparison. You can go through the whole comparison. But ultimately, this is the Beis HaLevi's opinion. Again, that you might even have to treat a Derabbanan as a Doraisa. And again, these have tremendous ramifications for Goyim, for Sfeikos, for people that do things, Bishogeg B'mezid, selling the land, all of these things. Okay, again, the Iker question of whether you have to treat as Doraisa or Derabbanan is of critical importance, of absolute critical importance for this sugya. The last point over here is we know there in the Torah there's a promise. Right? That again, Hashem says, that if you're worried about what we're going to eat, don't worry, don't be worried. You're going to get enough food on year 6 that it'll take you all the way through 6, 7, and 8. You'll be great. Okay? And again, is the third year because there's a Yovel, so there's 2 years in a row, whatever. It's not important. But the point is, there's a bracha offered to people who are Shomrei Shvius. So the question is, what about the bracha nowadays? Okay, this is a whole discussion. It's just funny that they even have such a discussion over here. But the Sma, okay, the Sma says, again, it's a midrabanan kedei shelo tishtakach Torah Shvius miYisrael. Okay? And he says, Harish of Israel lo asru shelo tishtakach lo hayu rov atzibur, a whole discussion about that. But anyways, he says, why? Because dafka bizman shei hashmita v'yovel noag min haTorah is a mikuyam spena bracha legadil b'shana shishis l'shlosh shanim. He's saying the bracha of the Torah only existed when Shemitah was deoraisa. When Shemitah is not deoraisa, you don't have a bracha that you're going to get tefuah for 3 years. Now the Chazan Ish says, you have to read this Chazan Ish inside. I remember Rishurkin quoting this Chazan Ish, he thought this was hilarious. Okay? Uvisma pirish kavanas tosvos behadlo tiknu yovel bizman hazem mishum de'ein rov hatzivim chol namod she'ein habracha ela bizman shiume haTorah. Says Chazan Ish, source number 37, the very last source, and again, you can read in the summary as well, the last very last paragraph on page 10, if you want to follow along. Avalefima shekasavti mistaver da haisa bracha gam bebayis sheni v'gam acharach urban de bezdin shalemala osin ma shegozrin bezdin shalmata v'abracha nemra achar she'asu es ha'ishtadlus open makom sheniftaru me'ishtadlus. Right? And the bracha was said after you did the ishtadlus. Okay, even if you were putter, that kamal ishtadol master lachachamim al pi iyun haTorah beruach kadsham. That basically bezdin shalmata can be goes there to keep shmita, and the bezdin shalmala will give a bracha for 3 years. So Rabbi Shurkin used to quote this. I'm not sure if this is appropriate for the recording, but it's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've ever said on a recording, even though lots of those recordings get deleted or never posted. But what he used to say. Is he says Chazan Ish holds that v'tzivisias birchasi now also is derabanan. Even Shemitah is derabanan, you v'tzivisias birchasi mi derabanan. So he says, okay. So the rabbis are going to make sure that the people who are keeping their land and letting it lie fallow, that they're going to have enough food. The rabbis are responsible for that. If it's mi derabanan, so they should be responsible. That was his clever line. That he didn't seem to follow this Chazan Ish very much. I think he sided with the Sma, if I remember correctly. But his point was to say that... Again, to say that there's a bracha because we're now keeping Shemitah midrabanan, what does that mean? So the Rabbanan should give the bracha. How should they give the bracha? They should support the farmers. That's a way to do it. If you want someone to keep Shemitah, don't go and promise Yenim, oh, don't worry, I think that Midrabanan, since you're Shemitah, Hashem's going to take care of you, you should take care of him. Certainly an important Musar Haskel, a nice way to end with a smile. But this is the major sugya, again, in a much broader way, as you heard many times. I know sort of what was in here a little bit. I went through this, Baruch Hashem, I went through it today, I went through it a little bit a couple summers ago, but there's so much more, and each of these are their own set of iyun. Ultimately, these set the table for the different heterim and the different policies that we have regarding Shemitah Produce Bizman Hazeh. As you see, again, the mainstream approach is that it's an Isra Derabanan, probably an Isra Derabanan that we treat as a Suffolk Derabanan. Lekula, we treat as a regular Derabanan. Again, is there room to be Machmir? Absolutely room to be Machmir. Is there room to be Mekel? Maybe a little bit. But this is sort of the overall summary. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that we went over time. I'm sorry. Have a wonderful night.